Aisa, here it's a Shalom Nitzadi Aisa of Klaim to work with the two animals together. So he looked at the simonim on them to make sure they both came from the same type of a mother. So he's asking, is that true that Yibseimachan simonim and Yiraisa, is this true? Yeah. It's on our bottom. Oh, that's going to be a statement just. What the Gemara says, what in Chedus there are. Look here, this is a statement. The simonim and Yiraisa, that's the locha. Rashi says, "Midas somech ha-simonim v'shor v'yisra layu shmamino." The data was somech ha-simonim even by achsoros aveda, shabbos aveda. That's midiraisa. That you give somech ha-simonim midiraisa. That's not shal. Even on the Gemara there in Bamitzia, it's iboilon. Is simonim midiraisa not to chriyeh shaburaya? Simonim is midiraisa. You can be somech ha-simonim midiraisa. Another Gemara says, "Tan rabbanim." We learn like this. Oyser v'yes benoy, this mitzvah oyser v'yes not to shech the father or the mother the same day, the mother and the kid. Noy b'klayim, it's megeya, whether the kids are klayim, it doesn't make enough mina if they're klayim. Or else, will the kri, it's megeya with the kri also, we'll soon see what a kri is. A kri usually is a suffix if it's a chaya or a behema. Reb Lezer v'aymar, klayim habo min ezem min arochol, depends where the pair came from. If the klayim came, if it came from a goat, klayim abo min eis from a goat and min a rochel from a sheep, then they have loch oisav yes b'nei noig boy. That year, we'll soon see a different type of a klayim, no. Kviya though, ein oisav yes b'nei noig boy. But by kvi, we'll soon see what that is, this type of a min, is there's no loch of oisav yes b'nei. On this omer of chizu sounds like this now, that eiza kvi shenechla kubar of lezachomim, and which type of a kvi is it a machlekes? We just had before, the first Tanakhama says, the Oisav Yes B'noi is Noig with the Kri. And the Blazer says, no, it's only Noig with a certain type of a Klayim, but it's not Nagay with the Kri. So where is the Machlokes? What type of a Kri? A Kri is an animal, it's a Sophic, whether it's a Chai or a Behema. Which type are we talking about? Eiz a Kri, Shenechlikul Bori, Blazer Chomnin. She says, Zehabo min Hatayish. The Machlokes is only an offspring that came min Hatayish or min Hatzviya. That minatayish, that's from a he-goat, or minatzviya, that's from a deer, that's a chaya. So it's a tayish, that's a goat, that's a behema, that's a tzoin, and minatzviya, that's a chaya. So a behema, kid that comes from a tayish and a tzviya, that's called the kriya. And that's from achlekes, is that called the seonat, or is it called the chaya? So zechidam, what's the case talking about? Let me, if you want to tell me, betayish, that the goat, a he-goat, Habolatzviya, he goat live with a female deer, the yolden he gave birth. Because shochet lo ulbro neshechted the mother and the kid the same day, and that's the machlekes. I, Omer Chizuchit says, a kolmer, everybody agrees, pihi tzviya, in the case where the mother is the deer, ubno tayish, and the kid is a goat, that shepota, everybody agrees, there's no mitzvah tzviya spenoi in this case. If the mother was the deer, the mother was the chaya, so on the chaya there's no mitzvah of yespenoi. Why? Seh b'nei amarachmona. The Torah says the mitzvah applies to a seh, to a sheep. For loy tzvi upenoi. And now with a deer. A deer is called a chaya, and now with a deer. That is no machlaikis. Everybody holds yipota. Elu is the machlaikis. Elu b'tzviya, that's a deer, habola taisha, went on a she-goat. That's what the machlaikis is. The yolden, it gave birth. You shech now the mother and the kid the same day. That's what a machlekes is. The mother, lemaisa, is a goat, that's called the seh. But the kid, lemaisa, comes from a tzvi, comes from a deer, so maybe it's not called the benoi. That's a shal if you put it or not. So when it says, I, Bomer Chiz himself said, Hakom, mother, everybody agrees, Pihi taisha, where the mother was a goat, O beno tzvi, and the kid is a deer, Shechayiv, everybody agrees you are chayiv v'yosev yes b'noi. Why? Seh omer achmona, the equal tell what the mother is. As long as the mother was a seh, was a goat, so there's a mitzvah yosev yes b'noi. U b'noi kol du, and any type of a kid it has, even though the kid comes from a different type of a father, so what? Still you have the mitzvah yosev yes b'noi. So how it says, chur tzitivim v'chizda, can't be a machlekes. Here he says everybody agrees that you have the mitzvah yosev yes b'noi. First of all, like this, The other really I tell you, Betayish Habor al Tzviyo. The talking about now where a goat went and lived with a deer. So Behema lived with them with a chaya. The Yolda Bas, and gave birth to a daughter. Now Ubas, this daughter, Yolda Ben, gave birth to a son. The Kashochet Lo Ulabro. And Yeshechti now Lo, the mother, Yeshechti now the Tayish, the goat. Not the kid. Now the mother, that's the deer. The Kashochet Lo Labro. Yeshechti now the mother with its son. Sarabonin hold Choshesh in the Zerav, Yechoshef is Zerav, and therefore Vizeh, Viafilu Mikzaseh. So now here the case is not that you're shechting the mother altogether, because the mother was a Tzviya. So again, in a case like this, again, a goat lived with a deer, and they had a daughter. And now the daughter now gave birth to a son. And you're shechting now the daughter and the son. That's the Yosef Espinoy. See how the Machloik is. This daughter now, where does it come from? Its mother was a deer, but its father was a seh. His father was a goat. See if Yol Chosh in the Zerav. See if it's like this. Rabban and Savri, Chosh in the Zerav. We do say the Zerav means something over here. Therefore, this kid has genes of its father, of a seh. And therefore, even it's only halfway, because his mother was a deer, but still he yells, Veseh, Veafilu Mikzaseh. Even a Mikzas, a part of a seh, also has a shame of a seh. Therefore, since the mother is a mixaseh, you would have the mitzvah oisav yespanoi. That's the rabbanon shita. Yevon esav choshen zerav yisaf el mitzaseh. For Rav Lezer Sava, no, ein choshen zerav. No, you're not afraid for the zerav. See, if you have to go bust its mother, its mother was a deer, and therefore the sev yafilu selamidon. It could be in this also you don't say. Therefore, he holds your pot is no din oisav yespanoi. Verse says, if so, but if I want this time argue, the question is thereof. So why is this machlokes new machlokes? It should have come in the machlokes whether you're afraid for the father's genes or not. And this should be able to talk to the Chananya Rabbanan. Some of machlokes whether you have a din of the father or not. Does the father give off to his kid or not? By behemoth. So verse says, no. E pligi, before it just been a machlokes, the question is thereof. Have a minute I was thought to say then, behor, a filu Rabbanan moida. Maybe even the Rabbanan would agree that you part from the mitzvah. Because even though Yechoshim is Zerav, so even though the father was a goat, you want to give his daughter now a shame goat, but I would have thought to say that the Zerav, if you mix the Zerav, l'arinon, but the mice is only a mixaseh. The mother was still a deer. So it's only partially a seh. Maybe that you not mechuyiv. So it's not enough just to say he holds Yechoshim is Zerav, but Kamash, when you have to teach us over here that he holds Yechoshim is Zerav, and also a mixaseh is also enough. That's my focus over here. Two things. Choshin, and also the mixaseh, considered a serenat. Now we must have heard the thought that we learned. Kvi, so the kid, that's the machlokes by kvi. A kvi here is this kid that's born, this daughter that's born from a father that was a goat and the mother was a deer. The shaila, the mixaseh, is that called a serenat? Now we must have heard the thought that we learned Gemara in Beya. That kviya ain't shecht meisav yodim. Now I'm a shecht this kviya because it's a suffix, whether it's a deer or whether it's a chaya or a behema. The nafkamina is the mitzvah kisi adam. If it's a chaya, you have to cover up the blood. If it's a behema, you don't want to cover up the blood on yomtiv. So you shouldn't shecht lechidu on yomtiv. V'yiv shecht, let's say, but the evidence you shecht the kvi ain't mechasen as dami. You don't want to be mechal yomtiv like to touch the muksa there to make a hole to cover up the kisi adam. Now, but Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Then if you want to tell me, Bitayi Shabola Tzviya, we're a goat, lived with a shidir, the yolden gave birth. Says, so bein the Rabbon and bein the Rebleza, lishchayt v'lechsayu. According to both of them, l'chura, you should be able to shecht and yantif, and make a kisi adam. Why? Because it's talking about the mother was the chaya, was the tzviya. And everybody holds a chosh in the zerav, aim. So rather than it has at least a mixa shein chaya here, that you'd have to cover the dam. So what's the suffix? Why not? Shmuel ben Shechter and Yontif and the kisi adam. Elamai the case yelichse tzvi, and filu mixas tzvi. Like the whole part of the mixas, the mother is for sure a deer here. So that's your chayin. That should give you a lacha of kisi adam. So that can't be the machlokes. The case. Elamai the case is b'tzvi habol ataisha. The case where deer, the father was a deer, it lived on a she goat. The yoldin gave birth. So like this, Ile Rabbanan Lishchot Lichsa, because Rabbanan Vaitim, Yod Choshen Zerav, said the father is a Tzvi, said Yishav Kisyadam. Ile Rablezel, you're not Choshen Zerav, Lishchot Lichsa, Shemino Shal to make Kisyadam, you're not Choshen Zerav, so what's the Machlekes also? So, well, why do you say Kvi is Ain? Why can't you make a Shchita on a Kvi? From Mother Shach, you should know what to do. Either you are Choshen or you're not Choshen. So what's the other middle of the case is where it says the Gemishn in Be'er that you can't shech the Kfi and Yom Tefiz the Tzvi Habol HaTaisha, where a deer, the father was the deer, it lived on a Taisha, lived on a she-goat. For Rabbanan, the Pshat was Sfuki Misafkulu, they have a Suffolk, I Choshen Zerav, I Ein Choshen. That's why you shouldn't make a Shechita, because the mother here was a goat. That's a Behema. So the goat is not a Toyin Kis Yadam. Only the father was the Tzvi. So the Rabbanan Pshat is they have a suffix whether you're Choshen Zerav. So therefore we have a suffix whether you're supposed to do a Mitzvah Kis Yadam or not. So in a suffix you can't do it on Yom Tov. Therefore L'chatchilu do not make the Shechit on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara asks a question. Rav Lez, according to Rav Lez, you want to tell me the Pshitalei? According to Rav Lez, it must come out then that he's Pshitalei that you're not Choshen Zerav. Like Rashi says, the Yom Yod ain't Noig. You're not noig. You saw a filu misalf ekom with the pshitle of yin choshin. So, is that true? For a tiny learn like this, has royov halachiyayim v'yakeva. These are the matnas kunim in shech to beima. You're supposed to give this royov the thigh or the chayim the cheeks, the keva the stomach to the kain by a beima, not by a chaya. So learn like this: noigim bekvi of the climates. They gave both by a kvi. That's a sofik beima sofik chaya to climb. Reb Lezer Weima, it depends. Klayim abor menezim in aruach achayim. Since both parents are behemis, then yachayim in these matonis. But min hakvi potem in amatonis. But if it's a kvi that comes, part of it is a chayo, then you potem in amatonis. So Mara says, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, betayish habola tzviyo, where a tayish, where the he goat lived on a tzviyo, the mother is the deer, the yodin gave birth. So Bishem, the Reb Lezer, the pot, it's very good. Why you pot? From Zanah Saviyah Kusav, will hold Sam, Rafil Miksa, Sam, Lermin, you don't say. So if like whether you do Chosh, Choshna Zerav, or any Choshna Zerav, don't make enough Gemino. Even if you're Choshna, the most of you is only Miksa, Sam. If you don't know the Vada, it's not called, it's called a Tzviya, the mother was a Tzviya here. So therefore, since the mother was a Tzviya, was a deer, or a Chaya, pot of a Matonis. El the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim Shita need the Ksav, they hold. Sev, Yafilu Miksa Sev, and you do Sev, even Miksa Sev, so part of it should be Chayv and Matanis. So Bishlei, Ma Pagula Yoyev Lei, but Idach Pagula Emelei, I see Raya, the Choshen is there, Rav Shekel. So again, according to Rabbanim, you want to say what? They're Mesafka Lei, so half of it for sure you should not have to give. Because half of it is what? Is the mother a korponim? That's for sure. She's a chaya. But even the other here, the father, that's a seh, that's a behemos. You chayv matonis, but you tell me the bond also only a sukkim sof. It's only a sofik. So that pag lemele, I see right. The question is there, Rav Shkil. Let the Bialim tell the kohen. Listen, if you want to keep it, bring me a proof that the locher is question is there, Rav, and then you can take it. But since it's only a sofik, you shouldn't have to give it at all. So what's going on here? If according to Rabbanan, sukkim sof galei should also be potter. With Ella, rather, the case must be talking about over here, but Tzvi, Habu Allah Taisha, that the father was the deer, and the mother was the behemoth. The yodin gave birth. Says, so, Bishleim, the Rabbonin, my chayiv, what do you mean, yichayiv? The matonis could be the chatzi matonis. Half of the matonis for sure yichayiv, because half of the mother is a taisha, she's a she goat, yichayiv a matonis. The other half taki potter, because it's only a suffix if chashim is there avanat. El Rab Lezo the Lechayev Bekula. According to Rab Lezo, we hold for sure, he holds Ein Choshen Zerav. So since the mother is a Behemo, he should be Chayev completely a Matnes Kun over here. So what's the case talking about? So the only case must be Bitzvi Habola Taisho, that the father was the deer, the Chayev, and it lived on a she goat. The old and they gave birth. It's like this. Rab Lezo Taka Namim Smoky Mistak. Rab Lezo also has a suffix whether you say Choshen Zerav or not. So therefore, the mother, Shitake, is the behemoth, therefore Yechayev Chotchen half in the Matonis. The other half, though, is the Shaila, it's the Tzvi, the father, the Choshen is there, Avonat. So Eloi, therefore, so, if so, that's why it's Negei, the Matonis over here, at least halfway. The more the chiv and the rabbonim misafkir, Rabbi Lezer misafkir, both thought. So, but Mike Luther, what's the machlokes then? They both thought something. The question is, zeras, what's the machlokes? So, what says the machlokes then is, what do you say? Peser, be afilu mixa ser. Rabbonim saf, reseva afilu mixa ser. You do say, and therefore, a koponim you.